We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1 WPCA, or find us on the internet anywhere. Or like Joel, my brother, says, the inner tube. Same thing. That's okay, Joel. Our show features live music and sometimes some recorded favorites. My name is Mike Murtha, and we feature a guest each month. And this month we have Rick Stenner from the Fox Creek area. You heard me right, folks. The Rickster is with us. Eddie Schmidt is here, ready to entertain us with some good guitar playing and a little singing and a few good stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors and friends that you are listening to Trigger Happy Memories. And this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too. And we hope we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Once again, welcome everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and it's a show that we broadcast every Thursday night here in Amory at 7 p.m. The first 3 weeks is a rebroadcast of some of our shows, and the last Thursday is always the live show, and we feature some acoustic music, some good singing, and some good old-fashioned stories. So sit back and hope you enjoy it. Eddie, good to see you again. How you doing?
Good, real good. Here we are on Thursday night, Thursday Nightmare.
Yes, we always seem to manage to have some fun too, don't we?
Yeah, just it's always fun, and it seems like it's getting a little easier. Hope it's coming out okay. So
well, we're getting a few listeners out there with the help of the internet.
Yep.
And we've got some friends in the Twin Cities area, and out in is it Montana with Jim Bjorkman brings us in.
Yep.
So yeah, it's starting to grow a little bit. We hope, but we had some fun last Sunday in your church.
We had
a little church service there. We did kind of a music ministry and had us come in, and that was lots of fun. Thanks to Reland Grove, who helped as well, and Gay Magnifici. And
Denny Armstrong was up helping us out on that one too.
Yeah, and then a week ago Saturday we were in Richmond for the Fun Fest out to the American Legion, and the craziest hours, we started at 11:30 in the morning until 3:30. And there was people there at 11:30, and it was just a lot of fun. So
it was a lot of fun after I found the building, after I drove around downtown New Richmond for about a half an hour and calling, and I just couldn't find that building. And I'd even been in that building before. But
the old building that you were looking for was torn down about 15 years ago. But then we played in Prairie Farm here not so long ago during their dairy days. That was lots of fun as well. But Ed, were you paying attention as I was talking? Did I mention that Rick Stenner is with us?
I think you said that. The Rickster's here.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think he also is your neighbor.
Yeah, it's just across the field.
The field. There's a few horses in the way, but, we can see.
Hello there, Rick. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Good to see you here. And
thank you very much.
We certainly thank you for taking the time to do this. We've been doing this for almost 2 years, and our goal was to gather musicians that we've known through the years and have them come in and do some acoustic music and little harmonies, and it's just been a lot of fun. We've had a number of people here with us, and you were on our list the whole time.
Oh.
We finally got together with you. So.
I'm the top of your list.
Yes, but we weren't on the top of your list, I'm afraid. But anyhow, we usually just talk briefly about what got you started playing music. We're gonna do a lot of music tonight. We're gonna make you sing a lot, but we do want to hear about some of your early influences. Can you share some of that?
Well, I guess my influence is I worked at the body shop in Clear Lake for Earl Larson. Of course, he was playing in a band.
Sure.
And of course, he would tell me all kinds of stories. My mom and dad bought me a guitar for Christmas. Hmm. It was called a Tiger guitar.
Oh.
It was plastic. Plastic frets, little amplifier with a D-cell battery in it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to learn how to play this thing. And I had a book, you know, with the chords and stuff. And I sat and I played. I couldn't get any sound out of it, but, you know, I was, you know, bound and determined I was going to learn that thing. And then, of course, our mutual friend Scott Nash, he bought a guitar from the Phillips catalog.
Oh.
And he said, you know, on a Saturday night, you know, two young kids, he says, come on over and let's play guitar, and I'll show you my new guitar. So I went over there, and, you know, and he's, you know, handed it to me, and I started playing some chords, and I actually got a sound out of it. And he says, you can play guitar. I said, I think I can.
You can play a real guitar.
Yeah.
A little tough on the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
So. Yes. We're going to come back to some more of them stories, and we want to hear you sing.
Oh, well. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, you know, how about a Bob Dylan tune here?
All right.
Johnny Cash recorded it. Okay. Many other people did, but it's called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Key of G. Well, there ain't no use in sitting wondering why, babe, if you don't know by now. Well, there ain't no use in sitting wondering why, babe, it don't matter anyhow. But well, your rooster's a-crowing at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason why I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Well, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, that light I never know. Well, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on a dark side of the road. Well, I wish there was something I could do or say to try and make a change of mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. Do one, Eddie. Calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. Well, there ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. Well, I'm thinking and I'm a wandering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, child, I'm told, but I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. Eddie.
Thank you.
I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say farewell. But I ain't saying that you treated me unkind. I could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted all my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Well, very good. That's Rick Stenner. Nice work, Rick.
That's
fun.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Yes, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're broadcasting live. Did I mention we're live?
We are live.
Okay. Which,
last time I checked, I see my pacemaker. I hope it's working.
No, we're having some fun up here in Amory, and we appreciate you tuning in, and we appreciate you showing up here, Rick. And
well, thanks for asking me, Mike.
Yeah.
Eddie. Neighbor. We don't see much of each other, but
yeah, if we're living across the field, we don't see each other that often.
Yeah.
We were talking just briefly before about some of the early days. You and your brother Mike.
Yep.
And your sister. Tell a little bit of that, would you please?
Well, my sister and my brother and myself. I had a family full of music. My mom played piano, and she played in dance bands, you know. And
sure.
Of course, had a piano in the house, and my sister played and sang, and you know, of course, I started on the guitar, you know, banging away, and we'd sing, and neighbors would come over.
Mm.
Some would bring fiddles, some would bring saxophones, and we'd have just like a home jamboree. And, you know, my mom was so good, she would just, you could sing it in her ear, the melody, and she'd just do the melody and then put the chords in on that bottom end.
Wow.
So it was just wonderful. Kind of like your mom,
yeah,
Eddie.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
Adele.
Yeah.
Yes. And
so,
Mike, did he play bass?
Well, he, you know, I said, Mike, I said, you want to learn how to play bass? And he said, well, yeah. I said, well, I know where there's a bass for sale and an amplifier. And so we went up to, he went and bought it, and we went up into his bedroom, and we started playing around with it and goofing around. And then we did pretty good, and my sister played her keyboard, and we were singing, and then finally, we thought, gee, you know, it'd be nice to have a drummer. And my brother was in the National Guard, so he said, I know a guy that knows how to play drums. His name is Dewey Fansler.
Oh, boy.
And I said, well, call him up. So we went down to Dewey's basement, which was pretty interesting, and we started playing and learning songs, and Dewey's friend Dana Whitehead owned the Straight Eight.
Mm.
And he said, well, if you guys want to come up here and practice, see what it sounds like in a room,
sure.
You know, and they were having a wedding deal there, and he says, well, they're having a reception. He said, if you guys want to play for the reception, you know, you can.
Sure.
So that was like, I thought, just great. We went, well, they passed a hat around for us, and we each got $8, and I thought, now this is it.
Yep.
I'm on my way.
We hit her big.
I am.
We'll come back to some more of that, but can you sing another song?
Okay. Let's do a... an old one that, well, of course, back in them days, you know, Gary and or Jerry and the Pacemakers, I think. Gary and the Pacemakers.
Gary and the Pacemakers. Yep, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't let the sun catch
sure.
you crying, and you know, our good friend Scotty Nash did that one, I think, on one of your albums.
Yes, he did, and I never got tired of this song. He did it almost every night with us, and we did record it, and just a great song.
Yeah.
But you did it first.
Well,
Gary did it first.
Yeah, he did it first. And I probably did it all kinds of different ways, but
sure.
we'll try to do it tonight.
Okay.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. Tonight's the time for your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun get you crying.
nighttime shadows disappear. And with them go all your tears. But remember, tears bring joy to every girl and boy. So don't let the sun get you crying. Eddie, you want to do one? Crying is not a bad thing. So stop your crying and let the birdie sing. The nighttime shadows disappear. And with them go all your tears. But remember, love's a game, and it will always come again. So don't let the sun get you crying. Don't let the sun get you crying. Oh no, oh no, 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 no.
Oh, very nice, Rick. That's so fun.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
It is. I love those major sevenths in that song. I just, oh, that's pretty. Yeah, so if you're just
I learned them on my plastic guitar.
And that wasn't easy, was it?
No, it wasn't. I had blisters and everything.
I bet you did. Yeah, if anyone's just tuning in, we've got Rick Stenner here with us from the Fox Creek area up north here, and, of course, Eddie Schmidt. Eddie, what's going on with you over there?
Not too much, man. Not traveling quite as much, and been a busy part of the summer playing quite a bit here. Like they say, you make hay when the sun shines, but a lot of street dances going on and stuff
Eddie
going on.
Eddie plays with all the bands.
Yes, he does. Yep.
So, yeah. But no, I was just thinking about, I was telling Bob Zonk that I think from when Rick and I and Denny Armstrong and Leroy Kaler, when we played from 1979 to 82, I think we were about four nights a week minimum.
Minimum, yeah.
Yeah, and if maybe we might have one or two weekends off through for the whole year, and just like Mike and you guys were playing with John and Dave, and I'm sure it was that busy too. But it was a crazy time.
Well, it was back. You said that was like 1979.
Yeah, that's when I started with Rick. When I saw Leroy not too long ago, and he was up at seeing Scott Nash when he was in Good Sam there, letting his knee rest and.
When he was locked up in the hospital?
And Leroy says...
I thought they should lock him up.
He says, do you remember when you auditioned with us with Stony Ridge and Rick? And I said, yeah, I think it was a Tuesday night when drove all the way up to Wilkins. And Leroy said, yeah. He says, we got together and ran through about one song. And he said, Rick leaned over to me and looked at me, and he says, he's hired.
Yeah, so. That's right. You know, it's kind of hard to get a hold of Leroy because he didn't really have a phone. You had to write him a letter.
What's funny, we've got so many mutual friends, and that's how I met Ed, was through you. I was filling in for you one night. I think you had a knee surgery or something.
Yes, I did.
Yep, and it was at the VFW in Hudson. And
we had a Chevette that you drove.
Yes,
up.
I did. Yeah.
You've moved up since then.
Well, just slightly, yes. Anyhow, that's how I met Ed, and we both said, you know, we'd like to do some music again together.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing music for over 30 years together. But that was thanks to you, Rick. And, of course, there's Carl Oslin that's been our drummer for over 10 years, and you played with him for a long time. Brad Nelson.
Yeah.
Dave Swanson, Swanee.
Yeah.
And of course, Scott Nash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another Kenny Corona, who you're playing with now.
Yep.
As you well know, he was the lead guitar player for John Peterson for many years.
Yes, I do know that, yeah.
And I remember hearing some of the recordings that they did, and we were like, who is this guitar player? And Kenny was phenomenal. Well, he still is, but he was phenomenal at a young age.
Yeah.
And it was... But anyhow, we should go back and do some more music. Eddie, you want to sing a song? Or?
Sure, we can try one here. Let's try a little Hello Trouble in the key of C.
All right.
Woke up this morning, happy as can be. Look out my window, what's that I see? Coming down the sidewalk, it's plain stain. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought to see since you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. Well, you talk about heartache, where the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Make a pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes. You can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the love we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble, though I'm never gonna love again. Hello, trouble, come on in. Well, you talk about heartache, where the world you been? Ain't had no misery since you been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Very good.
Well, we ended up in the same room. That's always good.
That's all that matters. Nobody got hurt, I don't think. So,
yep.
So yeah.
I have a slight bruise.
Oh, that's very, very good. But we're talking to Rick Stenner here about some of the early days. I remember you coming to the Country Dam a lot on Sunday nights.
Oh, yes.
And we always had so much fun. A lot of musicians would show up on Sunday because they didn't work, but they were working all week, or certainly Friday and Saturday. So we'd always make all you guys get up and sing with us, too. And you would take my bass and do a few songs. But I remember one of the first times you came up, and I think you were playing six string, and I think you did a Ricky Nelson song. You were maybe playing at the Tack, I think, that before, or whatever. We got you to come up, but then it got to be a real regular. It was always fun to see a show up there.
It was a great time.
Well, you were talking earlier about, the common people and getting Dewey. And you want to continue a little bit more of that story?
Well, you know... the whole thing, it kind of went on for quite a while. We had a lot of good crowds. We played around the area, you know, four nights a week. It was kind of interesting because I was doing body work at the time, and then I'd kind of fall asleep, you know, when I was doing the body work, and the guy that owned the body shop, I was under the car with a creeper, and he pulled me out of there, and he said, he had kind of an accent. He says, Rick, he says, you've got to decide if you're going to be a body man or a musician. And I thought, well, I'm working here all week for $120, and I'm working four nights playing music for 160.
Oh.
So that kind of made my decision.
Sure. Yep. That first $8 got you.
Oh, I tell you, forever.
Rick, you were telling me about when you guys got going and the crowds were so big that didn't some of the places say that they actually wanted you to go to somewhere else because they couldn't handle the crowds?
Yep, we were playing up at Eagles Lounge on a Sunday, and it was so full of people. Of course, it was a small place, but, I mean, people were just, I mean, were standing outside and everything. And Howard and Marge Hopkins owned the place, and they told Dewey, they said, we can't have this anymore. So Dewey, he just hops in his car, goes down to the Tackle Band, which Velma Cox was running it. And, you know, there wasn't doing too much down there. And he said, you want us to play? And she said, well, I'd love you guys to come down here and play. And she says, well, I'll give you half the till. Well, of course, you know, that would have been pretty good, you know. And, of
sure.
course, I just told Dewey, you know, I just want my
$40.
You know, I want the security.
Right. Not going to gamble on this.
Oh, I tell you.
Well, you guys would play before we started, or we might have overlapped maybe an hour on Sunday nights. And you would talk your crowd into coming over to the
yeah.
KBM. We'd get this whole group of people would come in. And,
oh, it was a wonderful time.
Well, it was, you know, all the way up and down Highway 8, you know, the straight 8 in Brenneman's and the Tack, and even down into Dresser, Louis Inn.
Yeah.
There was just such active, you know, places to play music, and people were out. It was good times.
Oh, it was wonderful. I remember at we were playing at the K&K, and the Pete Robarge owned the place, you know. And and this was back when my sister and I and brother were playing, you know, my sister, she decided she wanted to quit, and I didn't know what to do, so I just told Pete, I said, we can't play anymore. Well, you know, the place was packed,
sure.
he was making money, and I said, she's got all the microphones, she took it all, I don't have nothing. And he says, well, I'll tell you what, Rick. He says, you just go buy whatever you need, he says, and I'll give you the money, and I'll just take a little bit out of your pay each time. And he said, and that's what happened, and I'll never forget it my whole life.
Man.
I told his son that just the other day. I said, your dad was wonderful.
That, you know, and this guy obviously could see that the times were good. This was working.
It was good times, yeah.
And I think what we've talked about before, too, prior to that, bands played in dance halls and ballrooms,
yes.
And then all of a sudden the bars got this idea, we could put a sheet of plywood over the pool table, we can get a couple guys, an accordion player, and people, they just ate it up.
That was kind of a bad idea.
That, well, that was, but
plywood on the pool table.
Well, I'm sure you played on some of those as well, but but then you'd see these little bars add on an extra room, and all of a sudden live music went from the ballrooms and the dance halls to the bars.
Yeah.
And it was a good time, but I'm going to sing a song here quick, and we'll come back and talk some more stories. But here's a song that I haven't done this song, Rick, in I bet you 10 years. And you used to always request it.
Oh, yeah.
It's by the Trogs, I believe. It's called Love Is All Around Song. And see if you can jump in and get some harmonies if you want or whatever. So. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around here, but sure the feeling grows. It's written on the winds, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. You know I love you, I always will. My mind is made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause all my love, you can depend. I see your face before me as I lay on my bed. I kinda get to thinking of all the things you said.
I give mine to you. I need someone beside me in everything I do. You know I love you, I always will. My mind is made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no ending, 'cause all my love you can depend. It's written on the winds, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. Come on and let it show. Come on and let it show. Come on and let it show.
There we go with a little song by the Trunks.
Well, that was an awful pretty one, there, Mike.
Thank you, Rick.
I do. Remember I used to call you banker?
Yes, you did. You still do. Yes.
I do. I can't get away from it.
That's okay. That's all right. But yeah, nice harmony. That was fun. Eddie, you too. That was that's the first song I ever learned. You're talking about Don't Let Sun Cut You Crying. This is the first one. When I was in high school, there was a band that played at the Hammond Hall oftentimes. Sure. And the lead singer was Don Bleeker. And he would sing this song, and I fell in love with the song then. I said, I'm going to learn that song someday.
Well, you did it well, Mike.
I did it, and I still know it.
You did very well. I tell you.
Again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're in Amory, Wisconsin on a Thursday night, like we do every Thursday. I mentioned before, the first three Thursdays are rebroadcasts of our previous shows, and we've got, you know, close to 2 years of shows we've done, so... And then the last Thursday, we always is the live show, which is tonight. And so we're going to keep going here with some more music and some more stories. Rick, I wanted to just talking about the place in Clayton. What's
K&K.
I used to go and see you guys once in a while. It was a Thursday night, and we weren't playing. And I was a fan. I would come in. It was you and Dewey and Carl Umbahan.
Carl Umbahan, yeah.
And you guys would pack that place on a Thursday. Yeah. And it was just the three of you, and it worked. It was just so fun.
I'll tell you the story about that one, too. That it was kind of funny. That was another one where it was so full of people. And Janice, Pete's wife, said, we can't have this. We got Mark here, and he's a young kid, and, you know, he's got school in the morning. We just can't do this. So, Dewey got in his car and went up to Louis Brenneman. And he said, hey, Louis, you want some music here, you know, on a Thursday night? And he said, well, sure I do. Well, that was it for that. And he just had the little supper club there,
sure.
You know. Well, then we started getting so many people, he built on a room.
Sure, just like we're talking about.
Yeah, and then he built on again.
Yeah. That turned amazing. Into be a really a big dance hall.
Oh, but, yeah. And now it's the casino.
Right. Yeah, I know it. But that was, again, these guys could see this was happening, and we were at the right place at the right time.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's in terms of that going on.
Yeah.
We didn't get to Nashville or New York, but we just had a great...
But you made it to Highway 8.
That's right.
Highway 8.
And I got Eddie as my neighbor.
One of my friends, Warren Shortus, we call him Putz. I think you know him.
Yeah.
But he used to tend bar when you guys were there. And he tended bar there for a few years, I think it was. But he talks about the memories of that, too, of you guys coming and whatever. But I remember a couple songs that you guys used to do. One that I always request was Devil or Angel.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Bobby V song.
Oh.
I think Carl sang it.
Yeah. Carl sang that one.
And then Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big song.
I don't know what that song was about.
No. I think your principal, Ed, knew you real well, didn't he?
I never touched him.
Why don't you sing a song here?
Well, I'd love to. Yeah. How about, this Ricky Nelson song? This is an old one, too, that I did, way back in them days. And, I guess I'm doing it today.
Yes.
It's one called Garden Party. The words to this, is they're very interesting, because sometimes I kind of feel like, you know, maybe I wrote part of the song, but, you know, Ricky Nelson, John Beelan's guitar player, said that this was one of the only songs that Ricky Nelson really wrote himself, and really was a phenomenal tune. And it's called Garden Party. Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories, play a song again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. Over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Eddie. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, I didn't look the same. Said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. But when I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Someone opened the closet door, out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, looking like you should. So if you gotta play a garden party, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I've sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Ah, Ricky Nelson.
Very good. That's very nice, Rick. Yes.
Just a wonderful tune.
It's a great song, and I'm a big Ricky Nelson fan.
Me too.
I always have been. Probably goes back to the TV show, watching him, and at the end of the show, he would always play his acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It's like, I want a guitar just like that.
Not a plastic one.
No, not a plastic one. Oh, going back to you there, Eddie, you were reminiscing about some of the memories with you and Rick. You guys played together for quite a few years.
I'd say, what, 7, 8 years, maybe, somewhere in there?
Yeah, I can't remember the total, and then through the years, every once in a while, we still would hook up and do something together.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the outfits we had from in 79. We went and bought, all had nice black pants and a black vest, but then we went to this place that was selling ruffle shirts in the cities, and I think we had 6 or 7 different colored ruffle shirts. And so, like, when we'd play Tuesday through Sunday at the Hitch and Rail, and every night, and then we had a couple of different three-piece vested suits and bell bottoms, and Boy, we were quite the looking group at the time.
Oh, we were so pretty. I tell you, we thought we were something.
But yeah,
it was a good thing. Yeah.
You know, we used to wear white pants, just as white could be. And
a blue.
Yes, we had the blue silk.
Silk shirt.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And that was what you did.
Yeah.
And you know, the white sidewalls are still, they're very disciplined yet to dress very nice. And
yep.
And like Hound Dog says, people hear with their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some truth to that.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I like what Hound Dog said about it. He says, people don't go out to see a band to watch some guys stand there and look at their feet. They come to listen to music and see people move or whatever. It was, that was a different way.
One of his idea was to have a show band that you can dance to,
yep,
and not have guys just standing there. But he was with us here a couple months ago. We had a lot of fun with Pat Brown. And
I'll never forget the time I played at the Country Dam with him, and this was one of my first couple gigs with him. And you know, of course, I had to have the white pants, I had all the shirts and stuff. They had a wardrobe of shirts and stuff, and we were back, and my wife, she ironed the pants, you know, she, you know, get them just perfect and everything. And so everybody went in the dressing room and dressed up and come out, and Hound Dog looked at me and looked at my pants. He says, go back and iron them.
Really?
And I told my wife, and boy, she did not like that.
Oh. Yeah, very particular. We talked about that too, but just everything. When I saw the sidewalls here a while back, he was complaining to me that the extension cords coming down from the lights, they're all black except for one orange one. He said, that's got to go. We can't let that. It's just, I thought, who would even notice that? But you have something else, Ed?
I was telling Bob before we started, last Friday I was up in Luck with Rex, the Cactus, and on one of the breaks, these two gals were talking to Greg Lane, and the one gal says to Greg, who's your new piano player? And Greg says, well, that's not actually a piano. That's a steel guitar. And she says, nope, that doesn't look anything like a steel guitar. So that's my new line. Who's your new piano player?
Yeah. Well, you're a good piano player, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh. And once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're in Amory, Wisconsin with Rick Stenner. And I want to say hello to a few folks. And if you can, want to mention a few names too. But I want to say hello to my good friend Putz and his wife Julie, Dan Wall from River Falls, my mother and Jim, Carl Oslin and Tammy.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley Halliburton, Jim Ehlers, and Uncle Bob. I talked to him today.
Oh, yeah.
He's a faithful listener here. And
Uncle Bob.
Yeah, Shirley Halliburton and Scott Nash. Like we mentioned, he's been locked up in the hospital for a while. And Edna Bjorkman Knutson. And Eddie, not related to Gordon Knutson, your old tax man.
Yeah, I did my taxes every spring.
They weren't related.
Had a big sign right in his picture window up there in Hudson there.
Gordy?
Gordy.
Well, you call him Gordon.
CPA, that stands for Certified Public Accountant.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He was a high buck guy.
Yes. And Jim Bjorkman, we mentioned earlier, out in Sunburst, Montana. And Gay Magnifici was with us here last
time. Oh,
yeah. And she is running for assembly, but... Rick, you got anybody you want to say hello to?
Well, I tell you, I don't know if I have any friends anymore. Paul Hendricks.
Sure, there you go.
Does Paul listen?
Yes, he does. He, matter of fact, he was out to see us here a week ago Saturday. Right?
Yep. He gets up and sings and does a wonderful job.
Yes, nice guy. Yep. Yeah. We had him on the show here with us, too.
Oh, wonderful.
He did terrific, yep. So, Eddie, you got somebody you want to say hello to?
Oh, just the regulars like Rex and Greg and Clarion and the one new roadie I got that helped take my equipment down when I was playing a show with Darlene and Sherwin Linton there, the Cribbage Boys and Scott and Brian and my cousin. We call him my cousin Mike down in Champaign, Illinois, that... Well, he's quite a cooker with the smokehouse stuff, just yum. My wife and everybody, and thanks to all that are listening.
Sure, bet. So, Rick, ready to sing again?
Well, sure. How about some more Everly Brothers?
There you go, yeah.
How about this one right here called Bye Bye Love?
All righty.
All right. Key of G. Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Happiness. Hello, loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress.
my love goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. There is a reason why I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Very nice.
Ah, the Everlys. They could never get along, you know.
No, oh. And they couldn't sing very well.
No. Just terrible.
Yeah. Oh, their voices were from heaven, weren't
they? Oh, like, I tell you, it's just amazing. It is. Know, the blend of them, too.
I know it. It was. I actually saw them in concert twice after they regrouped here a few years ago. Oh. And I was thinking, this is like watching American history of, you know, of music, watching
Absolutely.
These guys. They're just phenomenal players.
Any yeah. bruises on them?
No. You know, I was told that they had separate buses.
Oh.
Because I think it was Phil smokes so much.
Oh, really?
And Don, it just drove Don crazy.
Well.
And sing like that and smoke cigarettes, you know. But, I just want to mention a couple things that we're going to be coming up August 5th. We're going to be in Beldenville at Clyde's Bar from 4 to 7. We're going to be... In August 3rd, I want to mention that the theater in town here will be, the Hunyucks will be on the show along with Becky Schlegel. And we did a show with Becky here a while back, and she was very, very good, very entertaining. We'll be in Hammond August 10th for their Heartland Days. We'll be in New Richmond on August 22th, or 22nd. 22nd. So just a few things that are coming up here.
He always had a way with words.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Twofer.
Right. Anything else you want to mention there, Eddie?
Just having fun, you know. It is,
you know, and we've mentioned this before that we get to, you know, talk to somebody like you and say, we should get together someday and just bring our guitars. We never do.
Yeah.
But we're doing it now,
here
Rick.
Here we are. I tell
you. Yeah, so, let's, why don't you sing another one here? We're going to just keep you going here.
Let's, how about a Don Gibson tune?
Sure.
Called Old Lonesome Me.
All right.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how you set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making just hanging round. I must have had some fun and just paint the town a lovesick
fool is blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me, I bet she's not like me. She's out in fancy free, playing with the boys and all her charms. Well, I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. All right, Eddie. Bet she's not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys and all her charms. Well, I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me. Yeah!
Don Gibson.
Woo-hoo.
Actually, it wasn't Don Gibson. It was Rick Stenner. But it was very good.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. We're starting to wind down here just a little bit, but I was thinking about, Rick, both you and I played most of our music as bass players.
Yes, we did.
And
you can kind of tell that on the guitar playing.
You and I are doing all these little runs, and we're doing, it's like, yeah, a couple of bass players playing six string is what.
And it sounds so pretty.
Well, it's, he could never do it, Eddie.
He's got too many strings over
there.
Yeah,
he wouldn't be able to do that. But no, it's just fun to get together and play some music, and we appreciate you coming out and doing this.
Well, I sure appreciate you having me. It's,
yeah.
It's been just a hoot.
Yeah, well, will you come back?
I sure would love to.
Well, good. That would be so much fun. We're going to keep doing this, I hope, and if we don't get fired, right?
Yeah, it's been just fun all the years singing and all the music we've made through many, many years.
Yes, absolutely. We've had lots of nice guests here. But don't forget that WPCA Radio is, they'll take pledges from anybody, any amount of money. They are a great radio station here in town. They have great local news. People tune in for that, even across with the internet too. But they will take donations. They can have your name on the radio, saying that you're sponsoring as well. So call them up and help them out. They'd appreciate it. But we want to say thank you to Bob Zonk, who was engineering for us again tonight, and we'll be back again. We'll be on the air next Thursday as well, but we'll be back in a month with a new guest. So hope you enjoyed our show, and we'll tune in next time. So thanks a lot.